As we awaken to our heavenly delight, there is a, I'm just going to call it like a welcoming party of assistance. So we want to remember we're moving into our identification of our light, and the more that we prefer that acquaintance, we will arrive. So as you will receive your halo, as you will receive your orchestration of your extended birth. So the extended birth is going beyond the first stage of believing that you were first born into this bodysuit, into the physicality, and moving into your Christ birth, moving into your association with your I Am presence is inviting you in, is seeking your heavenly name, is seeking your attractiveness, is seeking your acquaintance. So the more that we allow ourselves to receive God's glory and wisdom, we want to remember God's glory and wisdom is the truth of self. So you're not receiving something separate from you, you're receiving an extenuation of you that is being offered. So when I say being offered, there's a handout, there's a, how would I say it? It's like a full immersion. It's a sequencing. It's heavenly provision. So Mother Mary is, how would I describe that? Just sort of like circulating, excuse me, our due association, so that we receive divine privilege, so that we receive divine presence, so that we acknowledge our divine birth. So this is what is being afforded, this is what is being triumphed, this is what is being concluded. So that conclusion, that concluding is a very relevant stance, because it's basically saying, and now, and now, and now is God good, and now are you divine, and now are you one in your assertive status. So the more that we understand this is occurring in the now moment of arrival, that all is ready and present, waiting for our attractiveness. And so what we're doing is noticing our attractiveness, noticing our light, noticing our heavenly glow. The more that we notice, the more that we concur, the more that we associate, the more that we adopt that heavenly perspective, they're saying that's when the sun will shine and shine brightly. So when we're saying shine and shine brightly, what we're receiving ourselves is in our light bodies. So that is the offering, that is the heaven's consent, that is the due rearrangement. So again, we're transferring from a very dense entitlement, so dense physical body, ego, into a light transformation. So this is where we change our identification to simply the personality self, to simply the physical body that seems to be separate from everything and is suffering and anything can happen, victimization, to love's glory, heaven's allocation. When we realize, when we allow ourselves to be fully consumed, when we identify with our light, all comes alive in a quickening stanza, because we declare victory upon ourselves. So again, when we recognize that we are the light, that we are the one with the divine essence, they're saying like heaven calls our name because we identify with love's attractiveness. So this is where we're opening up our intended interests, meaning our heart, our sacred heart, and adopting love's favoritism. Because when you operate out of love, when you attune to your light, when you allow that heavenly glow, everything comes upon you because you recognize yourself to be everything. So there's no separation, there's no lack. whatever you enjoy, whatever brings you heavenly bliss, whatever is part of your divine contract, what you agree to attain, what you agree to allocate, what you agree to strengthen, what you agree to televise is properly asserted, so that what you agree to televise is we're each holding bounty, we're each holding heaven's glow, we're each holding divine privilege. So each of us are moving in a quantum state. And so the idea is, it's not this linear time elapsed progression. It's really about attunement. So the emphasis again is on, how do I say this? It's like you're just growing in a quantum state where the more that you receive love's attractiveness, it's there. It's there now. You're not waiting for the rest of the world to understand. You're not waiting for anyone else to get it. You're tuning up your own guitar strings, in essence. So just feel like you're the musical instrument. You're playing the melody. You're coming into full agreement. You're coming into substantiated quantity. So substantiated quantity is, this isn't just like a little tiny meek mouse, tiny bit of cheese handout. This is like heavenly dosing. So in the analogy with our little tiny mouse, imagine like the entire round slab of cheese. It's like, here you go. So it's very important that we receive ourselves as counted, meaning to really understand and agree with our light, agree with our light's conclusion. So this is where we're agreeing with that last step in love's formation. So your complete touchdown unified status with your I am presence in the now arrival. So the more that we agree with, we receive it as the future, but it's in here now versus the indicators of the past. So again, it's like there's a leap of faith, there's a graduation, there is like a stretch of a mile. So just imagine taking one step equal to what we would think of as a mile. So it's like, well, how can that be done? It can be done on faithfulness. It can be done on love's attractiveness. It can be done on love's assertion, where you're identifying with your wholeness complete in the now moment of arrival. So this is the truth of self. This is who we truly are. So we're waking up our DNA from that dormant residence where we no longer are functioning out of our limited value. So allow that to be received in earnest. Allow that to be displayed in full consent and heavenly glow. So you're consenting to your light. You're consenting to your holiness. You're consenting to your whole self. You're consenting to your awakened presence, because this is where we come alive. And so all of our spiritual gifting, all of our gifts of divine order, so whether you require a complete third eye opening, whether you're going to be having the receiver of the transference of the divine nature, light language, whatever your spiritual gifts are, they're important for you to assert. They're important for you to recognize. So in order to do that, you must attend to your own victory of allowance. So this is where we're coming alive to our own consent of God's graciousness. In other words, our own love of self, our own worthiness of self. So allow yourselves to receive that worthiness through and through. So we're each sort of like, just imagine washing your hair or washing like something out of your hair where it's just falling by the wayside. All of the old programming, all of the old affliction. When we're receiving to love's occurrence, when we're receiving our worthiness in our I am status, there is only that light. There is only that worthiness. There is only that halo. There is only love's allowance. So that is what is coming upon us. That's what's being self-activated. That's what is being, how do I say that? They're saying curtsied. So the curtsy is sort of like agreeing to it. So it's like, I honor it. I recognize it. So again, we're recognizing our wholeness, we're recognizing our light, we're recognizing love, satisfaction, we're recognizing our I am existence. So allow that to be received, to be, they're saying like to be documented. And documented is just like, imagine you're doing some kind of scientific research experiment and like you're documenting the results, okay? So we're documenting that light receptivity. We're documenting love's exchange. So when we receive it, it's sort of like part of our inventory. It's sort of like, okay, this goes into our inventory. And so we're allowing that to take hold in a mighty display of love satisfaction. This is agreeing with our light. It's agreeing with our love of self. So again, when we recognize ourselves to be the light, to be divine, there is only the love of self, because nothing, everything else is an intruder. Everything else is an imposter. So this is part of that old programming, that old matrix that we're stepping out of in gladness. And gladness is we have the spiritual strength to do it. We have the entitlement to do it. We have the backing of love's fulfillment. So the Elohim is like directing our conversation. So when we say directing our conversation, it's like turning our attention to the sunshine, to the light, to heavenly presence, to heavenly allowance. So allow that to be like infiltrated in every cell. So every cell, the trillions of cells that make up our essence, is receiving that light, is receiving that activation, is receiving the new instructions, is receiving the truth forevermore. So allow that to be fully dictated, allow that to travel to infinity. So infinity, when I say infinity, it's like picking up our new directions. So it's like where we're going next, who we're going to meet next, what we're going to come to recognize next, our abilities being activated next to infinity. Allow that to take place. And then allow the light to travel to any places where we're still following an old system. We're still following an old broadcast. And so it's almost like they're receiving that aspect of ourself, or that aspect of our personality is receiving the new instructions. Receiving the new instructions. Receiving our new divine residence. So just imagine you've been moved, you've been relocated. So in essence, that's exactly what's occurred. So it may seem like everything's the same, but it isn't, because we're receiving our new quarters, we're receiving our new reality, our new timeline. So this is going to come upon us in stages. This is going to come upon us again through our own willingness. So the more that we're willing to release our past association, past hurts, moving into our divine presence with ease, with grace, with love's assertion, receive, receive, receive. And allow it to be documented on all levels. So that means past, present, and future. So you're allowing that future self to be more and more present, to be more and more dwelling in the same location, in the same presence, coming closer and closer. And again, saying some kind of prayer or gratitude to our I Am presence, to our divine self, to our Christ self, sort of like in acknowledgement. So we're bowing to our divine knowing, our divine grace, our divine self, our Christ self, our I Am presence, and really allow that to feel true. Allow there to be a bridge, a partnership, where you're acknowledging the divine self to be on board, to be one with you in increasing in increasing doses, is an increasing lifestyle. So again, merging, becoming one. And so it is.